listeners, and welcome to a new episode of the Busy Season Talks International Podcast. My name is Alvin.
And I'm Hakan.
And together we host Busy Season Talks International. To all listeners, thank you very much for tuning in again to Busy Season Talks. Today we have an exciting session for you. As a guest, we have Vidya Peters. Welcome, Vidya.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Hakan, our first podcast together. I'm excited for it. Can you tell the listeners where we are? It's a very special place to me for reasons you will hear from Vidya very soon.
Yeah, definitely. We are at the headquarters of DataSnipper in Amsterdam. And it's an amazing vibe. It's the second time I'm here. And I started here working from the morning. We were welcome and already had amazing talks with people from marketing, from sales. And I just love the vibe. And now we will have an amazing talk with Vidya. And Vidya, to start, DataSnipper, how was it founded? What are the first couple of years? How did that go?
Hakan, first, thanks for having me on the podcast. Very excited to be here with you. And I'm particularly excited to chat with you about how DataSnipper started, because now you and I can talk about Alwin while he's sitting right here next to us. Super fun. But how DataSnipper started is one of my favorite stories to tell. We're very proud to be a Dutch founded company. We're started by three Dutch co-founders, Marta, Jonas, and Kai. And it started when they were having drinks right here in Amsterdam with Alwin. And Alwin talked about how painful his day-to-day work in audit was, and about how he spent hours, days, and weeks, evenings, nights, and weekends looking through data and paperwork and trying to match it to a sample that he was looking to verify. And this was year 2017, and I think it just blew the founder's mind that this level of manual work was still being done in such a critical profession in that time and day. And they set out to work. They said there's got to be a better way to solve this problem. And that's what inspired DataSnipper. At the heart of what DataSnipper does is we help auditors and finance professionals extract data, no matter what the format is, structured or unstructured. We help you bring it into Excel. We match it automatically for you. And we create a cross-reference, thereby creating an audit trail. And what you realize is when we were solving this problem, we didn't realize that the problem would be so universal, that this job that an auditor does of finding, matching, and reconciling mm-hmm. data is done by auditors in Japan the same way as it is done in Brazil, as it is done in South Africa and Germany and the US. And so the founders set out to solve a problem for Alwin, and they ended up solving a problem for the world of auditors. Yeah. And that's how we got started.
Wow, amazing. And I've my self-experience with the tool as well. On my team, everybody needs to. I'm auditor at PwC, and everybody needs to use DataSnipper planning phase, execute phase. Why? It makes also my life easier. I don't use DataSnipper. I use it during my review, because then everything is snipped. It's also easy. So,
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great tool. And thank you very much, Vidya, for that introduction. It's always humbling to me how a problem, right, and an idea can grow out to be so large. I don't work in the Netherlands anymore. And when I moved to another country for work, one of the most fond memories that I have is that a director comes up to me and says, "Have you ever heard of this tool called DataSnipper? Because it's amazing." And that's always so funny to me. So it's really, really great to be with you here as well today at DataSnipper. And I look forward to it.
And Alwin, how great is it to walk into our office here in Amsterdam and see your picture in the front lobby?
It's amazing. With a beer in hand and sunglasses on. A lot happier than with DataSnipper than without DataSnipper as an auditor, that's for sure.
Yes. And you continue to be the inspiration for us as we build new products. So we always ask ourselves, would Alwin find this helpful? Would Alwin's teams benefit from this?
Yeah, thanks so much. That's very humbling.
That empty seat, in the room, that's Alwin.
Exactly, exactly. All right, so that's a little bit, I don't want to talk too much about me. Okay. It's all good, because I'm very interested to hear from you, Vidya. You have been at DataSnipper now for, I believe, almost 2 years, right?
Yeah, I joined the early part of last year, so a little less than 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. How did that happen? How did you get into contact with DataSnipper? And why did you decide to come over?
Yeah, so Marta, Jonas, and Kai reached out to me through a search firm. And to be honest, I had not heard of DataSnipper. I had spent 7 years at Intuit. And so I had a deep appreciation for building software and tools for accountants, and realizing how important their work was, and yet how painfully underserved they were. And I was amazed that I had not heard of DataSnipper until then. But the more I learned about the product, the more convinced I was that this was super critical for customers to have. And so for me, it was a no-brainer. From the first conversation we had, I was already at the company 45 days later doing the first all-hands because I really believed in the product and the potential to really serve auditors in a whole new way.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And maybe for the listeners as well, to put it in context, can you tell us a little bit about your story? You were already living in Amsterdam, DataSnippers Amsterdam base, but that's not where you started, right?
No, that's not where I started. So I'm originally from India, but spent most of my life in the US and had started my career as a consultant at Bain & Company working in Southeast Asia.
Right.
And then moved out to the Bay Area and spent 7 years at Intuit. Developed a really deep understanding for accountants, their pain points, and how best tools and technology can not only improve their lives, but ultimately improve the credibility of all of the financials that you and I rely on when we make our decisions. Had an incredible experience there in various roles, and then moved on to MuleSoft, working in an entirely different space in enterprise integration. Spent 4 years there, helped take the company public, helped them subsequently be acquired by Salesforce. And that's when we decided as a family to move to the Netherlands. My husband is Dutch, and we'd always talked about raising our children here. And around that time, I had the privilege of joining a Bay Area fintech named Marqeta. And the CEO, Jason Gardner, was very kind to let me work from Amsterdam, even though they're Oakland-based. So I moved to the Netherlands with my family and continued to work for Marqeta from here, which was very different from a time zone perspective, quite challenging. Was there for a little over 3 years. And that's a little bit about my career before DataSnipper.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And I can imagine that's quite a change. What is the actual time difference?
It's
with
nine hours.
Nine hours.
So when the day ends there is when my day would start here.
Right, right. So did you work nights or how did you
I work nights.
Yeah.
So I would start work in the afternoon and work through pretty late at night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now is the feeling to live in the Netherlands and the cultural difference between the Bay Area and how people operate here?
Yeah. First, I think life is just very different from the Bay Area to the Netherlands. This is incredibly family friendly. The quality of life is incredibly higher than it is in the Bay Area from a safety perspective, but also for the children to feel very independent, autonomous. The quality of healthcare and education is outstanding. So all of that has been huge for our family, and we're very much committed to staying here till the kids finish their school. Professionally, I think the Bay Area gives you tremendous training because it's a very, very fast-paced environment. And bringing some of those knowledge and learnings to the Netherlands, I think, has been helpful because there's a lot I can draw from. But culturally, what I love about the Netherlands is that it's a lot more international. Well, not a lot of people realize, but you can truly hire people from anywhere in the world as you build your company in the Netherlands. It is much harder to do so in the US. Hakan, you look very surprised.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I always thought that the Bay Area is very international. And can you elaborate on that? Because I'm very curious.
Yeah. So if I look at DataSnipper, 70% of our employees here are non-Dutch. That's truly international. And most Bay Area companies, they're diverse, but you can only hire people that are already in the United States. It is almost impossible to be able to find talent, say, in China or South America, and to be able to help them immigrate to the US for a job. Can happen in very specialized roles, but it's very time consuming. Whereas when we open a role here in the Netherlands, we hire people from South Africa, we can hire people from Brazil, we can hire people from China, wherever we find talent, and they can be here in less than a month. And that is absolutely incredible in your ability to attract talent from no matter where they live. So number one, I'm super, really grateful for the ability to hire a very, very international talent pool here and to be able to get the best talent no matter where they are. And second, I really love the Dutch culture of directness because I think that, there's a very popular book that became a bestseller in the US. It's called Radical Candor. It's written by Kim Scott. And it's a great book, but honestly, she's just describing Dutch culture because
right.
Radical Candor is how Dutch people speak.
Yeah, that's very funny. I'm glad to hear you say it because us as Dutch people working internationally, so to say, always get that as a feedback, or at least it's always my number one feedback point. You are very direct, but I like to see that there's a lot of international people who also very much enjoy the directness and you know what you get, so to say.
I love that because then it frees you up to talk about the real issues instead of beating around the bush and focus on getting past that, solving that together. Exactly. And but radical candor, it's not just about directness, it's about doing it with kindness. And I really believe Dutch people really represent that.
Right. That's fascinating. And so 2 years here then working at DataSnipper, which is, let's say, a native Dutch company to work for. What was the most surprising thing that you learned in the last 2 years that you weren't expecting to learn?
I think the ability to hire talent was one of the most pleasant surprises. I had never had that kind of privilege as having worked in the US for most of my life. And it allows you to think really big and really expansively when you're hiring talent. So that's been absolutely enormous. Yeah. Second, I also think that this is an incredibly central location. And if we are expanding to APAC, as we did this year, we opened an office in Tokyo, we opened an office in Kuala Lumpur. A year ago, year and a half ago, we opened an office in New York. And this is a tremendous location to be able to run a global operation. You have within a few hours of time difference to be able to connect to all of your offices. Yeah. That's much harder to do when you're in the corner in the Bay Area.
Right. Yeah.
So that also gave us the flexibility to think geographically, very big, very global, and to be able to still operate very nimbly across all of these different time zones. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, Vidya, I will say that to a lot of Dutch executives as well, because you're literally promoted the Netherlands better than a lot of Dutch people are able to do. So that's actually quite amazing. And I would like to take this conversation now also maybe to a macro level to understand what's happening in the world. And after that, I will ask what the role of DataSnipper in there is. But can you tell me about how you are seeing the world changing?
Yeah, there's so much that I've learned about audit since I joined DataSnipper. And a few things have really shocked me. And some of these trends I'm seeing play out really globally. So they're not limited to any country. So I'll go through them. Number one, there are fewer and fewer people studying and graduating with a degree in accounting every year. It's dropping by single percentage points every year, which creates an exponential problem if you think about the talent pool that's graduating with this very important training. Second, even when you have fewer accountants joining the profession, there are more and more leaving the profession every year. So if you look at the data, and the people with an accounting degree and 6 years of experience in the field, the attrition rate is between 15 and 20% per year. Mm-hmm. So you are not only getting fewer people joining the profession, you're having the most experienced people leaving the profession. Now, why are they leaving the profession? The answer is pretty clear. It's on burnout, not being able to deal with very high peaks in the audit profession, especially as they go into busy season from January to April. And feeling that this is a profession that's absolutely relentless, that it doesn't feel sustainable to them. Meanwhile, on the other side, the quality of audits feels that it can never keep up with the growing standards.
Yeah.
So you have the explosion of data. You have the increase in the standards and regulatory requirements. You have blockchain. Now you have AI and you have ESG requirements coming up in EU. And so the job is only getting more difficult every year. And the amount of data that auditors have to deal with is growing exponentially. And to top it off, if you look at the regulatory bodies in the US and UK, they are finding a very large portion of the audits that they are reviewing flawed. So I just read an article that said the PCAOB finds 4 in 10 audits flawed. This feels like a real crisis moment in the industry. You have fewer people joining the profession, more people leaving it. Meanwhile, the work is piling up. And the regulatory bodies that are governing auditors is finding the work very unsatisfactory. So if you look at the people in the profession, they're only seeing the downside, which is...
NVIDIA, are these trends, are these global?
Yes, they're absolutely global. So if you read the news about audit in Singapore versus the US and the UK, it's exactly the same. It's a real war on talent, which is firms are really struggling to hire the people that they need to because of this shortfall. Struggling to retain them, and left with all of the downside of fines, of regulatory scrutiny, not being able to deliver high quality audits that allows them to stay in this profession protected.
Do you have conversations with the executives of those audit firms as well?
I do. We hear this from our customers, and they are overwhelmed with the work that needs to be done with the fewer resources. They're thinking about very creative ways to retain talent. They're offering six-figure packages for starting salaries, remote work, whatever combination that they think can attract more talent into the industry. But it doesn't solve for the underlying issue, which is how do you help them be successful in these roles? How do you give them the tools to do this job more effectively without burning out and keeping up with all of these increasing regulatory standards without feeling like they're going to be deposed in front of the SEC because their audit didn't meet the standard?
Exactly. And another trend as well, indeed, everything we see also in the audit sector, that a lot of smaller audit firms now are being bought up by private equity. They're investing a lot of capital in the audit sector to also set a higher standard. How do you look at this phenomenon?
Yeah, I've been speaking to a lot of our customers about this phenomenon. And what I've been hearing is general relief and enthusiasm for private equity interest here. Because ultimately, auditors and the partners of the audit firms want to do what they do best, which is focus on auditing. But running a business and managing a partnership with hundreds of employees is a very, very different job from being an auditor. And so number one, I think they welcome the business expertise, but also they welcome more of scale, which is you find a lot of these audit firms tend to be smaller in size and they find it hard to compete with the larger firms. But if private equity firms can bring more of the smaller firms together, then they have a better shot at competing with some of the larger firms in price, in breadth of services, in global coverage, in expertise. And so what I'm hearing from the smaller firms is this gives them a better chance at being more competitive, professionalizing the organization and how it's being run, but also giving them the scale and reach that allows them to compete on a more on a bigger stage with the larger firms.
Yeah, we know that this is happening in the Netherlands. We also hear a lot of things in the US. Is it even larger? Is it more global, this phenomenon?
Do you know absolutely. That? The activity of M&A is so much bigger in the US. And every day I get news updates about another firm that was acquired. And it's also what we see with our customers. A lot of our customers are merging together. And so I think this trend is here to stay, and it's happening on the global level.
So happening on a global level. I get a lot of news coming from the US, and as a European, I also get a lot of European news. What is the trend in Asia? What are you mostly hearing from that side? Is it similar, or are there particular differences?
I would say the pain is even larger in Asia because they need to digitize even more than the US and Western Europe have. They're still dealing with a lot of paperwork that they get from their clients. And so when we talk to our audit customers there, they're still dealing with having to scan paperwork and then look through it and then match it. And so I would say they're a few years behind in really making that digital transformation happen. So their work tends to be even more manual, more onerous, and there are more steps that they need to take in order to give more reprieve to their teams to find more efficiency with their teams.
Right, because that setup automatically includes a lot of manual work, a lot of hours as well, right? Which I can imagine is a big challenge also for them.
Yes. And what we hear from customers, interestingly, is some of the paper documents they get from their clients, while they can scan them, they tend to have a security layer on them, which prevents you from extracting the data using any kind of AI technology.
Right.
It's another kind of layer that they put in place for security.
Yeah.
But again, it becomes really challenging to find any form of efficiency in the work for them. So they're really left doing a lot of the manual work.
So the business actually in Asia needs to get digitized before also the audit firms can digitize their approach as well.
That's exactly right, because they're dependent on their end clients being willing and open to digitize.
Yeah, because here, for example, in the Netherlands, I have a lot of clients, all the larger corporations are now making the step to the cloud. They have big data sets available, so we can actually draft, think about very digitized audit approaches. Also, those type of things are a few years back in...
Yes,
okay.
That's what we are seeing.
NVIDIA, what you just described was almost the perfect storm, right? In accountancy land, there is a lot going on, but I can imagine that you also look at this and think, I see a lot of opportunity. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What are you most excited for with these, what kind of solutions that can help with these challenges?
Yeah, I think we definitely see this as a huge opportunity. First, I just want to talk about why this matters. So there's a perfect storm building, But why does any of this matter? And I don't think people fully understand the role that audit plays. I know I didn't before I joined DataSnipper. One of the things that's super important for any society or economy to run is this idea of trust, where when you and I look at financial statements, we can trust that those are right when we're buying a stock, but also in how we run our lives. So Alwyn, you took the train this morning to get here, but you could trust that the train would show up, that your taxpayer dollars helped for the maintenance, repair, and for the salaries of the people that run that train.
Yeah, generally the NS delivers.
Yes. And that's because there is someone auditing and checking in the background to ensure that public funds are being dispersed the way they are. And Hakan, you may have gotten a coffee this morning and maybe you paid a little premium because it said the coffee is organic and you trusted that. But there was also somebody checking and verifying, making sure that truly is the truth. Or we read certain things in the press and the news and we trust that. I just say this because in every step of our lives, we take for granted the things that we see and read, and we choose to do business with companies, and we choose to buy products and services, and we trust what they say about it. And yet there are armies of auditors working behind the scenes to allow us to trust, to operate without a second thought. And when that doesn't work, it really shatters our trust in our ability to function. So if you think about the biggest headlines that always grab the news, it's when there's fraud that happens, or when someone claimed to be something that they're not. It really shatters us because we take this all for granted.
Loss of trust.
Yes, it's a complete loss of trust. And then it paralyzes our ability to operate when that happens. And so auditing is a critical profession. It's actually, people don't realize, it's also one of the oldest professions. Auditing has actually been in profession for 20,000 years. So even in the early civilizations in Indus Valley and Egyptian, they had auditors. Because human beings need to transact, and they need to transact on trust and verify. And that verify portion is critical, and that's where auditors come in. So we may now be certifying auditors, but auditing as a profession has always needed to exist as long as humanity has existed. And so anyway, if you are in such a critical profession and it's under siege, I think there is a tremendous opportunity to bring more tools, more technology, more Yep. resources to make their jobs a little bit easier. And that is behind the mission of DataSnipper, is we want to use technology, AI, cloud solutions to really make auditors' lives easier every day. So whether it's the problem of bringing data in, matching data, verifying data, whether it's about querying documents, asking questions of documents and getting instant insights, whether it is about getting data from your clients and already using AI to answer and get insights from those documents the second they're uploaded without you having to take an action. Every day we wake up with the idea of how can we automate and make Yep. every part of that value chain of what auditors do a little bit easier.
What I like about DataSnipper is that it's very concrete and it's very simple, right? When I was doing my studies in university, one of the papers that we read in an accounting class that I took was one from Osborne and Frey. It's quite famous. They're Oxford researchers, and they said that accounting and auditors would be obsolete in 10 years. This is about 10 years ago. Luckily, I'm still here, so that's good. But the funny thing is, the need for auditors has only increased. Why do you think we talk so often about machine learning, about AI, about cloud, but that a simple yet elegant solution like DataSnipper is relatively rare in this field where everybody really wants to bring a solution, but it's just not that easy to get a really good solution?
I think that there is so much work to be done in the value chain of audit. I think there's room for so many more DataSnippers and so many products and solutions along that. And I think we're just getting started. We're still very early in the innings. And I think it's because the auditor is often the forgotten customer. It's back office.
Yeah.
And people don't often think about the criticality of their work and also how manual the work has been. And so, Alwyn, if it wasn't for the drinks that you had with the founders in 2017, we would still be doing probably a lot of manual work still in audit. So the question is how do we create this awareness of the audit challenge more to the front? And how can we inspire more innovation? I would love to see more DataSnippers out there. I think this is a critical field, critical customer, and it will help all of society to have more software and tools built for them.
Yeah, if I'm an audit firm and partner at the audit firm, I'm listening to this podcast, what are on a high level the products that Data Snipper has developed?
Yeah, absolutely. So at the core, we have the core Data Snipper platform, which allows you to extract, match, and cross-reference data. It works beautifully in Excel, super easy. We know auditors live and breathe in Excel, so we want to make it very easy for them. And so that's what the core platform does. So we have automated document matching in that. You can bring in data no matter what the format is, and we will extract, match it, and cross-reference for you. We also have the financial statement suite, which automates the tick and tie procedure, which we know takes hours for auditors. So checking for mathematical accuracy, internal consistency, making sure that all of the numbers tie together is a process that we automate. So that's the financial statement suite. And we just launched a product called DocuMine, which allows you to ask qualitative questions of your documents in your audit procedure. So imagine you have a set of 20 questions and you have 100 documents you need to answer these questions for. You can use Data Snipper, just type up those questions and hit run, and we will answer it all for you. And we will not just answer it for you, we'll provide the evidence, because we know how important it is for auditors to verify the data. We want to make sure AI is not hallucinating. So the evidence and the snippet is provided right there along with the document.
So is that LLM technology built into that platform? You can actually prompt with the documents that are provided by the clients?
Exactly.
Oh, that's amazing.
And what we did is we built it in Excel, because we know our auditors love to stay in Excel and they like to keep their work papers in Excel. So we're bringing now AI technology into Excel for auditors to do that work.
Yeah, auditors are animals of habit. That's a Dutch saying. I don't know how it sounds in English. But
that's exactly right.
And Excel is so important, because the moment you put it even in another tool, they will not use it, even if the tool is amazing. So my experience with Data Snipper is always being amazing, because it's directly in my working paper.
Yes.
And also these type of new solutions you are building, you're all building into in a way that it's directly in the audit file of auditors.
Exactly. We want to meet our customers where they are in their existing workflow. We're not asking them to change their workflow. We just want to make their existing workflows easier for them. And we just acquired a company called Uplink. You may have seen this in the news.
Yeah.
And Uplink is an AI-powered PBC, because we know that our customers are spending a lot of time collecting data from their clients. The question is, of course, everybody will probably be using a PBC or email to collect the data, but how can you use AI to make that process even five steps more efficient? Which is, how can I ask you for bank statements, your lease agreements, and a whole host of data? But imagine if I already upload the questions that I want answered for those documents. So the moment you upload it, then all of the answers and the evidence are ready for me. So as an auditor, when I log in, not only do I get the data, but I get the first part of my audit procedure already done.
So let me try to understand. So for example, I want two contracts and I know what I want from those contracts. I want the interest rate, etc. So I put that in my request.
Yes.
And the LLM technology, maybe in the Uplink solution, will already get that information and provide the first draft for me.
That's correct. So when you log back into the PBC, not only you get the data from the client, but you get the first set of answers already with the evidence shown from those documents for you to review.
And if I don't like the answers or there is nothing, it's easier for me. I don't have to screen through 40 documents, and I can directly say to my client, dear client, technology has already done a first check for me.
Yes.
Yeah, can you please upload the correct documents? Because this is happening 10 times a day, especially on associate and senior associate level. A big portion of their time is actually checking if the documents that are coming in are useful.
That's exactly right. So we wanted to reduce that back and forth lost time between the auditor and their client. And then when you feel like you have all of the insights, data, and the documents, you can just export it directly into Data Snipper and then continue doing your testing in Excel.
Okay, so from there directly also again in the audit file.
Yes.
So it's quite end to end.
Yeah. So
designed. We've
just built that integration and making it available to some early customers. So we wanted it to be as seamless as possible from the PBC and then directly into Data Snipper.
That's amazing, Alan. So you know, because I saw the first version of Data Snipper, it was just an Excel add-in, and it was very simple snipping tool, and now it's a whole suite that is helping you in different phases of the audit process, which is amazing, because we have so much work to do. And I think auditors in general like their work very much, But of course, every job has tasks that are not fun to do. And in audit is especially the hassle with all the documents. And if technology is helping with that, then we have more time to do the fun stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, and this sounds extremely exciting, right? I think usually when I hear about these ideas that are there at DataSnipper, I immediately think I want to use this now, now sooner than later. What is the main challenge you see at the moment across the world? Why not all firms are adopting this right away? What is the barriers that you run into that you have to break down?
Yeah, I think that there are still questions and concerns around the use of AI, about what data gets sent in the cloud, client confidentiality. This is something that still is very top of mind for auditors. Now, I do believe we run an AI survey every year, and I do believe that auditors have become much more open and amenable to the use of AI, mostly because I think they really need more tools and efficiency to make their busy season a little bit lighter each year.
Right.
And so our survey shows that they are more open to it. They're actually already using it. And we saw an almost 20 percentage point improvement when they use AI tools in their audit season in improving their work-life balance. So I think it's tremendous because there's such a need. But if I were to say, what is the one concern on sort of rapid adoption, it's still the questions around AI.
Right.
And maybe now it's helpful, for example, Microsoft Copilot launched, I guess, now half a year ago. Now it's available in the Office suite. I think that will be a major accelerator for you as well, because if people, if companies are integrating that, the average employee also learns using AI in their day-to-day work, which will eventually also help using that those skills in future tooling, because I guess tooling like DataSnipper always will have, and new tooling always will have, an AI element in them, because that's the path, that's the way we are going to, right?
That's absolutely right. And I think also from a customer appetite standpoint, if they have approved their teams to use Copilot, which is leveraging OpenAI, then they're also going to be more open to using DataSnipper's AI tools, because we're also built on OpenAI. So also from an openness perspective, having Microsoft Copilot out there helps every AI product also, because they ride on the coattails of that openness.
And so this is all relatively recent, Vidya. What are you most excited for in the further away future, so to say? Everybody says we're at the start of the AI innovation, AI revolution. What do you think is going to happen, and what are you most excited for?
I'm most excited for the pace of innovation, because everything can move faster. I've not seen such a step change in our ability to move quickly as I have in the last year. If you just look at the market and the number of new products that have come out building using AI, I would say that we haven't seen that level of innovation probably in the last 5 or 10 years before that. And that's a really exciting place to be, because AI touches all of our lives, every function, every corner of the company, every team. And if it can improve our lives so much, then the possibilities also for the products we're building for our clients are also limitless. And that makes it a really fun time to be here.
Do you have any sneak peeks?
Not at the moment, but you'll be the first to hear.
Alden. I had to ask.
Yes.
And Vidya, maybe to challenge you on that as well, because the pace of innovation is tremendously high. And you see that there are people like Alvin, I'm an innovator myself as well. You have the early adapters, the first 10%. Those people love everything. You build something, I will use it directly. But a large portion of the people can handle a certain amount of change. You will get change fatigue. How do you look about that? Because the world is changing tremendously. Auditors need to learn ESG, all those new stuff. What's your vision on that?
Yeah, it's a great question, because we hear this also from our clients all the time, which is their teams are constantly being pushed and trained on auditing standards and requirements and the changing role of that. Meanwhile, they're onboarding new people all the time because they're trying to make up for the talent that is attriting out of the team. And then there's the introduction of new tools and technology, and there's only so much the teams can learn. And I think this is where the onus is on us. The product has to be drop dead easy, and it has to be so compelling that people cannot imagine going back the other way to do work the manual way. So I think the bar is higher on the software providers, on the technology builders, to make this absolutely so easy for auditors, because you're absolutely right, the human capacity for change is limited. And so what you want to do is make that change as seamless for them as possible.
Yeah. So that's also, what were your values again of DataSnipper? One of the values, what was make
simplicity,
it?
You mean?
Yes. So we have really our number one value. We're actually just in the process of releasing our new values.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But the number one is exceed customer expectations. That is the grounding, most fundamental value that we center this company on, which is everything that we do. We got to ask, does this make Alwin's life easier? Does it make his team's life easier? And if it doesn't, then we really should ask ourselves, how can we build this better? How can we make this easier for auditors? And so putting the customer at the heart of everything we do is a very central value. And along with that is simplicity, because you can only exceed auditors' expectations if it's drop-dead simple, easy, intuitive to use.
Okay, because that's then the answer on that, because you have the change fatigue. But if you build an amazing product that's so easy to use, your client will not experience that change fatigue and just will use it and make their lives better. Yes. That's your challenge, your
that's
biggest
my challenge.
Challenge.
Yeah, and that's the onus on us, to build products that are so great that auditors find it. They're actually asking their teams to please adopt this tool, because it would be such a game changer for all of them.
Vidya, we're almost nearing the end of the podcast, sadly, because we're running out of time. But one of the questions that I wanted to ask you, you have a very good outside-in view, so to say, of the accounting profession. You're not originally an accountant yourself, but you're talking to accountants all over the world, making their lives easier. A lot of accountants are listening to this podcast. What words of reflection or wisdom would you have for them? What would you wish upon them that you would want to share with them so that they can also see their profession in a different way?
Yeah. I would ask auditors to really take a fresh look at their work. It is the most important work in society, in the economy. And I don't think we speak about it enough. I don't think they realize it enough. And I think that they should be demanding and asking for more tools and technology of their management, of the company, because the work is too critical to be done with old manual methods. And so if we can make both of those happen, then I think that this is a profession that will attract more talent over time, because people want to learn. They want to be on the cutting edge of technology. And I think if my ask to auditors would be, if we can remember the criticality of this work and invite tools and technology to make it fun again, then it will be the cool profession that people want to join.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Let's make it fun again. Vidya, thank you for sharing your thoughts and your vision for the future. Listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you want to stay up to date with the latest Busy Season Talks international episodes, follow us on your favorite podcast app or on LinkedIn. And if you're sitting in a part of the world that we have not yet covered and you have good ideas on great guests or exciting topics, don't hesitate to reach out. Stay tuned.